Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest. You know him from Flagrant Ones, Comedy Bang Bang, Drunk History, and The Good Place. He's a moneymaker and a booty shaker. It's Carl Tart.
My sweet sisters of Dunk.
Welcome
Dunktown
back.
Ladies, sing this song. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
We're so excited to have you back. How has your quarantine life been going?
The whole time I've just been like, damn, man, Dunktown hasn't asked me back on, and that's what really makes me sick.
That is not true. I texted you. Okay, we were just talking about this. I texted you in February to come back on. You said you were busy. You had a birthday party or something.
I was busy. That's how I texted back. I'm busy.
Yeah, you said, I've got my friend's birthday party, and I don't understand why that's more important. But I get it. You couldn't record that day. And then, you know, everything happened. The world has imploded. We are all separated. And who knows when we'll be able to get together in one room and watch Uncle Drew. That feels like years from now.
Yeah.
Nah, it'll be. We can do it. We can do it. We can be safe. Loosen up. The world's going to move on without us anyway, guys.
Look, I mean, that's, you're not wrong.
I'm encouraging everybody to go to their favorite restaurant.
No. Carl, no.
I'm kidding. No.
Everyone wear masks. Stay apart. No,
definitely wear your mask. Definitely stay apart. But listen, some of us need the friendly voice of a friend in person, the energy of a person. I've got my quarantine pals. I've got my quarantine pals that we are all safe. And, you know, we do back. I bought a backyard chair. I bought a Coleman foldable chair that you put in a bag and wear over your shoulder and go to, you know, sit in the backyard and have a Corona spritzer.
Nice. Anastasia and I do that too. She's got a little garden.
Yeah.
I'll go over there and sit.
Yeah.
And drink a
you
white
should
ball.
Come to our garden.
Yeah. Let me know. Don't say things on the podcast and don't mean it, okay? Because I'll be in that garden.
We always
I'll
have
been
them.
In tomatoes.
You know, I have a little grill. We could grill a little bit.
Aren't you a vegan, Anastasia?
I'm vegetarian, I'll say. I'm not okay. I'm not strict, but
I guess we'll grill some eggplant.
Yeah, we'll grill some eggplant. Some corn. I love grilled corn.
I like that.
Yeah. Agata, you eat meat, don't you?
I do. I eat.
All right. I'll bring us some steaks.
Okay.
I'll bring us some New York strips.
That would be really funny because the grill she's talking about is like 4 inches.
It's like the size
across.
Of my head.
Yeah.
Like one steak will fit on it.
That's funny.
We got to do this. So we'll bring a little cooler. We'll have like a little summertime party.
Yeah, let's get some White Claws and turn up.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do it.
I'm all about it. But you're hanging in there, quarantine-wise, making it work?
I'm making it work. I'm hanging in there. Like I said, I got my quarantine buddies. I go to my cousin's house like every Friday for dinner, and that's fun. And, you know, it's been tough, but I'm like used to it now. Like, I feel like when stuff opens back, if they said they had a vaccine today, and everybody, or if they said like, oh, pretty much everybody's like, we've reached herd immunity. Pretty much everybody's had it in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're fine. Like, you'll be fine if you get it. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I guess I'm just going to still be home.
Like, I totally agree. I'm like,
I feel the same way.
I don't know how to go back to what life was like before. It seems so impossible now.
Yeah, it seems weird.
And also, you're like a very social person, Carl. You're like, you go out all the time. You're always doing shows. So
I'm
like
in these streets, needless to say.
So this is probably a huge change for you.
Very huge. Very huge. I live alone now, and that has been a big change. It's all over the place. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
But don't you like the freedom of living alone? I love it.
I do. But I also miss, like, humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, it's a blessing and a curse living alone.
Totally. Yeah. It's, yeah, exactly. Like, it's been, I think about that too, where I'm like, oh, it would be nice to have, like, someone else around that you could just hang out with all the time. But also, like, you wouldn't, like, thinking about being trapped with someone else seems horrible at this point. So I'm like,
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking if I was still at my old place, I would have to be a lot more strict than I'm being because I wouldn't want to get them sick.
Right.
So, like, the little floating that I do like do, like going to my trainer's like private facility to work out and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like I wouldn't even be able to do that stuff because I would run the risk of getting them sick. So if I get sick, I can just be up in my house chilling, watching YouTube, watching Google Foods, watching Badlands Chugs, you know, all my favorites.
Totally.
How do you feel about the NBA season potentially coming back at Disney World?
I'm on Team Kyrie. I think they shouldn't do it.
Same.
And that's pretty tough as a lifelong Clipper fan who's, you know, this is year one of only two real chances to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like it would be in Clipper canon for us to either not get to finish this season where we were doing so well or win the championship, a season where none of the fans can celebrate it.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
and it would always have that asterisk of like, well, it wasn't a real season.
No, that's kind of how
I feel. Like, I feel like if the Clippers win this year, it'll still be like, everyone will be like, well, that doesn't really count. Like,
well, of course they will because Laker fans suck. And those are the people who talk that like that.
Yeah, but of course.
But that's not true. No asterisk. And I don't care who wins. Like, I think the Memphis Grizzlies could win the championship this year. It'd be crazy.
Are they going to Disney World?
If people sit out, I feel like really anything is possible, right?
Anything is possible. Like Kevin Durant told us. I mean, not Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett. Kevin Durant did not tell us that.
Wait, did Kevin Garnett tell us that while looking into a gem?
Yeah.
He's looking into, I'm like, the gym, is that from that movie?
The gym known as Doris Burke's microphone. Or some, I don't know if it was Doris Burke. Podcast fans will be like, actually, it was.
Our fans are cute. Not like that because they would be doing that to us nonstop. Yeah. They would get bored.
they never correct us. Well, sometimes they correct us in like the sweetest possible way, but they've never been like, well, actually.
Yeah. I don't know who
except
it was.
Except for Celtics fans, which I will say, they do get mad when we fuck something up about Celtics.
Nah, do it on purpose. Celtics only have 3 championships.
Ooh, you're going to start a fight on this episode comments?
Come at me, bro.
All right, go straight to Carl's DMs. Do not start the fight on our posts, please.
I dare you to come in my DMs.
But you think... I mean, I think it's really a nice way to support Kyrie that we're talking about Uncle Drew today.
Yeah,
that,
I think so.
We're supporting his sentiment that now's not a good time to be starting the season back up and there's more important things to be focusing on.
Totally.
Which he's true. It's true.
Yeah.
What he's saying.
Yeah.
I think that the exact sentiments that he has and Lou Williams and these guys who are like, it's going to like, I literally saw a comment yesterday. My buddy sent a screenshot of a Facebook thread of, he's from Georgia. He grew up in a mixed race neighborhood. And some of his friends have chosen, some people he grew up with who were like, oh, they were always cool guys. And now they've chosen to go down a different road politically. And he was showing me an image of a thread that they had going on. And it was, you know, racist, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And one of the comments was like, I can't just wait. I just can't wait till sports come back to just bring us all together.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Sports do not do that.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. They do that in a very false way.
Uh-huh. I think what they mean is I want to stop thinking about anything other than sports.
That's exactly what they mean.
Yeah.
And that's why what Kyrie and what Lou are saying is important.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because agreed. That's what people want to do. They want to stop thinking about everything that's actually going on right now. And they just want to go, ooh, look at that shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems like, I mean, I don't know, because people are like, well, they have a platform to like talk about issues. But then it's like, but do they really? They're going to have like a couple minutes maybe to like speak after a game. And
that
platform's
seem like, bigger now, right now.
Right.
Like they already have that platform and they have more time and energy to put towards it.
Yep. You are correct.
Yeah. Is Kyrie our king now?
Kyrie's been my king. Well, LeBron's going to be the king. Kyrie is the prince.
Has LeBron said anything about this? I haven't seen him.
LeBron's always going off.
But LeBron wants the season to come back.
He does.
Yeah.
He does want the season to come back. And, you know, he's LeBron only got so many more chances to win. So right. I get why he wants it to come back.
Totally.
And Patrick Beverly said it best. If the king say we got to play, we got to play. Like, and that's true. Like, I believe Patrick Beverly 100%. If LeBron says you got to play, chances are you got to play.
Right.
I thought Patrick Beverly was like, being kind of, you know, being himself, being a little prankster when he said that.
No, I mean, he was being himself because he's a real ass dude.
Yeah.
And he was being himself. He was being like, listen, these are the facts. Like, we don't have the voice to stop them from, like, nobody at the higher ups is going to be like, LeBron, we understand, but Patrick Beverly said we shouldn't play.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and cancel the season. That's not going to happen over LeBron James. LeBron James is basketball.
And the flip side of that is if LeBron says we aren't playing, that would be huge. I mean, they would actually listen to him. So yeah. I think that's like the... That's.
I say LeBron and Kyrie team up for one last stand. Come on, guys. Let's get it together. And they say, listen, we're not going to play. But I've already succumbed to the idea of no basketball coming back. And so I'm in a place right now, even though I would love to see the Clippers get their first championship this year. I think that the issues that Kyrie's bringing up are very important and very real.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kyrie is not a traditional fella. And so I think a lot of people, when he talks, a lot of people go like, let that in. But he's a smart dude in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
He's not smart about geography, but he's a smart dude in a lot of other ways. I'm down for what Kyrie is talking about.
And he's one of the few people that has no qualms about speaking his mind.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's why people get upset.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sometimes he'll say dumb shit about flat earth stuff, but I think people use that against him. But on the flip side of that, he's like stood up for like the, you know, he was against the Dakota Access Pipeline and stuff like that. Like he stood up for other causes before that no one was standing up for in the NBA.
And honestly, guys, listen, I don't talk about it often, but I took a little cruise and we got to the end of the earth and I fell off the side. And so
he's right. Oh, my God.
He's right. Like, y'all shit. Out here not understanding. Y'all looking at these globes that the white man made.
Wait, you went on a cruise?
I went on a cruise to Australia.
And you just went right over the edge, huh?
We had no service on our cell phones, so GPS wasn't working. And we passed Australia and just went,
Carl, did you? I just looked on Kyrie's IMDb and I saw he was in an episode of Family Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was bad in it, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He did not nail his joke.
Oh, no.
It was like one of those like, here, let's see if we can pull that clip up.
It's Vernon the Water Bear is his character.
Hell yeah, Gabe. Type that shit, dog.
What the fuck is
that?
Yeah,
he did play. He played that thing.
Oh,
that
my
little
God.
Water bear.
It's like a...
It was disgusting. Yeah, it's like when they shrunk. They were like really small, I think, or something like that. Yeah. Right. Let's see it then.
Well, here she is. Home sweet home. Everybody, we've got guests.
What the fuck is that?
it's where they shrunk down.
You'll see that we have quite the diverse cast of characters.
I'm the country water bear. Yeehaw, is what I say.
Flagellum, I don't even know him. I'm the black one.
And I'm Patrick Stewart as a water bear.
Yeah, they
so he was the
down.
First water bear?
Yeah, he was Vernon.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And
Great.
Not great.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible. It actually was better than I remembered. So listen.
Glad we watched a clip.
Glad we watched it. Because I would have been going around here telling everybody that he didn't do a good job. But he actually did do a decent job. So
I actually thought he was like a pretty decent actor in Uncle Drew.
All right,
he played
save
the old
it.
Man character.
Sorry, spoiler alert. Getting too far ahead.
First, we pulled something together. Carl, we've done this before. When we watch movies, we like to talk about the news and what was happening during the time of that film's release. So we watched Uncle Drew, which was released June 29th, 2018. So let's find out what was going on during that time in Previously on Basketball.
Previously on Family Guy.
Basketball.
Nice.
More Family Guy. All right. The Warriors sweep the Cavs in the finals to win their second consecutive NBA championship.
Next.
DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley III, and Luka Doncic are the top three picks in the 2018 NBA draft.
Okay.
Raptors assistant coach Nick Nurse is promoted to head coach.
All right.
Speaking of the Raptors, superfan Drake is number one on the Billboard charts with Nice for What?
Oh, yeah.
Also speaking of Raptors... Topping the box office is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Didn't see it.
What's this thank you now? Is that...
You could skip that. That was a bad joke.
Okay. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson announced their engagement.
Oh.
That was a thank you next joke from Game.
Agata and Anastasia start planning their untitled basketball podcast. Unbeknownst to them, Carl, Hayes, and Sean are also planning a show of their own. Wow, 2018.
It feels like forever ago.
Also, I got into a car accident that day.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you just remember it as being the day that Uncle Drew was released?
Yes. Damn you, Uncle Drew.
Were you okay?
Yeah, it was fine. It was like I was pulling out of I can say this now because the case is closed.
Ooh.
I had to pay. I was 51% at fault to his 49.
No.
It was a tough one. And it was one that I wished we both could have gotten out of without involving the insurance. But I was pulling out of a parking spot, like a parallel parking spot at Press Juicery, getting my greens three.
Nice.
And, a guy merged into my lane as I was pulling out. And so we just kind of hit that wishbone.
That sucks.
And yeah, it was annoying because both of our cars were kind of like messed up in the same way. Both drivable, but just like,
it does seem like it wasn't really anyone's fault. You were just moving into the same lane at the same time.
Yeah. Although he did get out and was kind of like, kind of huffing and puffing. And then I stepped out of my car. I was like a foot taller than him. He was like, oh, okay, big dog. My bad. So you good? I said, yeah, man. You all right? Yeah. No, we good. Let's just change some info.
It's nice to be tall in those situations.
Yeah.
Let's see this photo of the NBA draft picks. Look at these tiny little angels.
Cuties.
Luca got his suit at Indochino. That Burlington Coat Factory suit he's got on.
Trae Young
The commissioner
looks, so
looks
nice.
Better than him. Yeah, Trae Young looks dope. That's a great color on him.
His suit is maybe my favorite of the four.
Yeah.
You don't like Marvin Bagley's? Marvin Bagley's looks dope.
I guess I just can't see it enough, but I like that he has a bow tie.
Yeah. DeAndre Ayton looks like a preacher.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Luca. I mean, yeah, it looks like he borrowed his dad's suit for sure. But he's
all
such a little
cuties,
angel.
Though. Look
he
at
probably
them.
Walked in and was like, listen, I'm 6'8". It's going to be a lot of fabric, so I understand that this is expensive. And Burlington was like, it'll be $86.
Let's watch a clip from the Drake video.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Issa Rae?
Put your phone.
Wow.
Wow.
So many lovely ladies in this.
Yeah. That's what the video was promoting. All of the women that Drake loves.
The cameos in that Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid video. Solid video.
I have to just really quickly say the current season of Insecure is just everything I want it to be and more.
Hey everyone, just a heads up, this conversation contains spoilers for the most recent season of Insecure. If you don't want to be spoiled, skip ahead about 4 minutes.
I just watched it yesterday, Anastasia. It was really good.
Oh God, I'm like, it bums me out that I have to wait a week for the next episode.
Didn't it end?
It ended. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But the whole time I was just like chomping at the bit. The ending bummed me out, of course, but.
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought it was solid.
No, I mean, as far as a show goes, great job. But as far as my heart goes, it hurts.
Why? What bummed you out about that?
I don't know. I just want Issa to be happy.
She can still be happy. That ain't her kid.
Yeah, I know. It just complicates.
If you haven't seen it, skip ahead a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler
bleep,
alert.
Bleep that, Gabe, because we know so many Dunktown fans are watching Insecure as well.
I really like that show, but I was trying not to read anything about it because I didn't want to get spoiled. And then I saw that a lot of people were hating Molly character in this current season, and I was like, oh, I feel bad because I really relate to her, and she's like, I mean, I don't know.
I think that people hate on Molly all the time though.
Yeah,
she's just like a kind of badass like business lady who's kind of harsh in a lot of ways, so
yeah, totally. But yeah, like I feel like the friendship between her and Issa is just like, watching that dynamic is like something that isn't really on TV, because like friendships between women aren't really showcased that much,
yeah,
in that way at least. So watching that, I thought was like really, really well done. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm team Issa in that situation. Molly's ridiculous.
I mean, I love Issa too, but I feel like she can be very selfish.
She can be selfish, sure. Yeah. But Molly is like, everything is like an attack. Like,
right.
I don't know. Molly, I'm glad she's going back to therapy. I think they're
both at fault, kind of, for their argument. Yeah,
me too. I feel like it's on both of them.
I can see why, but I don't feel like Issa, I don't feel like Molly was, like, giving Issa enough credit for what she was going through with putting together that program.
Yeah.
And
when she got really upset, y'all finished it, right?
Yeah.
And when she got really upset about Issa going behind her back and talking, like, that was very
that was kind of petty.
Yeah, it's extremely petty.
Yeah,
and it was what's the word that I'm thinking about? It was uncalled for, unnecessary, uncouth, and unkempt.
Yeah,
I mean that's I think that they were both at fault for sure, because I think Issa could have been upfront with her too and say like, all right, well, I'm gonna
She tried to be. No, she literally went and asked Molly first, and Molly was like, no, because I'm mad at you right now. She was like, okay, I'm going to just talk to him. And she did, and it worked. And Molly was upset about that, and it was very uncouth and unkempt.
I'm also very much team Nathan. I want that to be a thing.
I love Lawrence.
I'm ready for Lawrence. I'm ready for Lawrence to go.
I think another thing about if our listeners haven't seen the show and aren't sold yet, it is also one of the horniest shows on television, and I am all for it.
It is very horny. That's true. And that's one of the things that you've been telling me about it, Anastasia. So
that's how I got to watch this season. But I just feel like the sex scenes are like amazingly done. Like everything about this season has been so good. But
and we probably won't see the next season for like 2 more years or whatever.
Ugh, it breaks my heart.
It's a real bummer.
So now we're an Insecure podcast.
We're gonna have to go back and put a warning ahead of that, but that's fine.
Spoiler warning.
Yeah.
What's this Ariana and Pete Cutest Moments Volume 3.
Let's watch it.
I just
it.
Found a video called Ariana and Pete Cutest Moments Volume 3, so I pulled it.
This is so funny.
My sweet, sweet angel. I'm gonna cry. I'm just so excited. But like, it's sick. It's really fun.
It's so funny that a fan put this together.
I know, right?
Interesting. Interesting.
What the hell was that?
Interesting. What is Ghost BJ?
Oh, that's for a different episode. That's the scene from Ghostbusters where Dan Aykroyd gets a BJ. Do you want to watch that?
Yeah. No.
Oh, you do?
Let's watch it.
The scene is so long.
What the hell? I've never seen this.
Oh man.
You should look up Gabe. You should look up Party Over Here, Nicole Byer having sex with a ghost. It's very funny.
Oh, that is really funny. I saw that too.
We went to a party over here taping Agata and I back in the back of the day.
Was that one of the sketches they did? I can't remember.
Was I there?
I don't remember.
I was on that show. Guys. I was a cast member.
Do you remember
on the show.
Seeing us in the audience, Carl?
I was like, damn. I was like, who is that? I was wearing shades indoors. And I was like, excuse me. Who is that? And they were like, oh, that's my friend Agata. And I was like, no, not her. Him.
Gabe is Gabe. Something to look at. Ghost trappers?
Yeah. It's funny.
We've got our flashlights. We've got this machine that picks up paranormal activity. We've got night vision goggles. I detected a cold spot in the middle of the room. I had found the ghost, so I did the only thing I could do in a situation like that. I fucked it! I grabbed that ghost, threw it against the wall, and had my way with the spooky ass. Some people call my methods extreme, but my mama always said, ghost dick is the best dick, so whatever. Oh, yes! Oh. My mom was a freak.
I like that they like blurred out nothing.
Yeah.
I love Nicole Byer. So funny. All right. What do we have anything else from this that we need to watch? Oh, we can talk about the origin of Dunktown and the origin of Flagrant Ones. With the shows, our shows ended up airing like within a couple of weeks of each other, the first episode.
And I remember we were at your birthday, Agata, mm-hmm. in I don't
Idlewild?
Even remember. No, not Idlewild, the previous year.
Oh, hi.
We always go on a trip for Agata's birthday, so it was oh,
not
hi.
This year.
And Andy was giving me a ride back to LA, and he was like, oh yeah, like Sean and Hayes are gonna do a basketball podcast. And I was like, fuck, we're doing a basketball podcast.
And she was screaming at the top of her lungs.
I was just screaming at Andy, how dare he. No, but now I'm glad. And one of our listeners called Flagrant Ones our sister podcast, which I thought was cute.
Sister podcast, huh? Misgendering me. Call
it's
us the grandmother podcast.
That might be actually more accurate.
We almost didn't do the show after hearing that information, but we just did
Why?
It anyway. Because it was
See,
a bummer.
And look at it.
Because you guys are way more successful than we are at doing podcasts. So
people
like,
hate me. People hate me.
That's not true.
Lots of people love you, Carl.
Yeah.
Nah, nobody loves me. Everyone wants you to have your own show.
Everyone wants. Yeah. You're a fan favorite. Weren't you like voted as like the Comedy Bang Bang like top? I don't know. Whatever that
fluke.
Was.
I stuffed the ballot box.
Oh, you stuffed the Reddit comment ballot box?
They were outraged.
It was all your burner Reddit accounts?
Yeah. All 6,000 of my burner Reddit accounts. I have a lot of passwords to remember.
Nice.
But yeah, we just pushed through anyway and made this show.
Glad we did.
Me too. And you guys are doing your own thing. I love Flagrant Ones too, so it's fine. Both exist. What?
Do you listen to us?
Yeah.
Let me check my subscribers. Let me see if I'm getting a goddess $5.
I think you'll see at least $10 coming from the Dunktown camp.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
But yeah, glad that fateful summer happened.
Yeah. They called me. They wanted to do a basketball podcast, and they asked me to join in with them because they know I'd be out here in these hoop streets.
Mm-hmm. We thought maybe we should have asked you to be our third co-host instead of theirs, but we didn't even know you at that point. So yeah. Probably would have been weird.
You probably would have said, who are you?
Excuse me? Ladies? Ladies, could you please move out of the way? I'm trying to look at that brother.
And it's just Hayes standing there.
All right. So we just wanted to give a shout out to one of the donors to our GoFundMe. We really appreciate everybody that donated. And today's special guest is Abe Engel, who not only donated the biggest donation to our GoFundMe, but also put us over the top and got us to our goal. So thank you so much, Abe. We really appreciate your help and all of your support. You're an absolute cutie. We love you.
Okay. So today, we watched the movie that inspired both of our podcasts. Uncle Drew from 2018. Let's get into the movie.
Anyway, let's go to the movie.
Nice drop, Gabe. So this movie is directed by Charles Stone III, who also directed a favorite film of mine and Agata's, Drumline.
Oh my god.
Y'all like Drumline?
I love Drumline.
Oh wow. That's good. I didn't know y'all like Drumline. That changes you guys in my eyes.
It changes us?
Yeah. Why? Where were we before?
I was growing tired of you both. But now you're back. You're back in my good graces.
Oh good.
Great.
That's a movie I have on DVD, and I will put it on every once in a while when I'm feeling blue just to cheer me up and watch Nick Cannon go like this. You can't see me, listeners, but he just makes faces into the camera.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I recommend some viewing for you guys. So I watch a lot of urban exploration videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And there was that school that they battled against, the North Carolina A&T. Or Georgia, Atlanta A&T. That's what they were called. Atlanta A&T, which is not a real school. We're battling against Morris Brown College, which is a real school. And that school went financially bankrupt or something. Like it's not a school anymore. Like, and people like, they just had to abandon their campus in Atlanta. And like those urban exploration videos of that campus are pretty insane because there's so much graffiti everywhere. And there's just like in their basketball gym, it's just homeless people like set up. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, this is where I shave, and this is what, yeah, it's like a little town in their gym. So check out Morris Brown College urban exploration videos.
I will.
All right. Definitely.
Anyone drumming in these?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know urban exploration videos was a thing. I think I got
to
get into this.
Yeah, people going to like old abandoned houses. Yeah. And abandoned, yeah, it's pretty cool. When you go into some of them and you see like real old stuff, like I'm a big fan of like going into a place and like seeing a calendar from 1978. It's like, damn, son, where'd you find this?
It's just like someone with a GoPro on their head just walking around looking at shit.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
So the movie was also written by
Jay Longino,
sorry. Do you know, has he written other stuff?
He has written other stuff. I do know him. He's a buddy of mine. So here's why I picked this movie, because at that same time that it came out, when I got into that car accident in my other car, I was working with Jay on a Complex television show that, frankly, I don't know if it aired or not, but because it was for Complex.com. But it was a sneakerhead show. And he was telling me about, I was in the room to talk about how excited I was for this Uncle Drew movie. And he was like, I wrote that. And I was like, look, I was like, oh shit, that's tight. So yeah, he wrote the Uncle Drew movie. And
that's awesome.
He had like call sheets up for it and stuff. And they had like, it was like such a secretive movie. I don't know why.
But that's like, weird.
The movie wasn't called Uncle Drew on the call sheets. And the actors who were in there were all had like fake names. It was like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington on the call sheet. And it was like, why can't y'all just put these guys' real names?
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. It was like
so
very
weird.
Secretly me.
I'm loving the inside scoop.
I know. I had no idea you were going to bring us the hot gossip behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But was this a hotly anticipated? I mean, everyone knew it was being made, I think, right? But was it like Star Wars? Were people like trying to get? That's funny.
I don't know. I don't know why it was, why the call sheet was so like secretive like that. I don't know. But it was cool to see all this stuff. I had a poster at my last place. I don't know what I did with it. But
well, some of the people starring in this movie are Kyrie Irving, Lil Rel Howery, Shaq, Chris Webber, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson, Lisa Leslie, Tiffany Haddish, Nick Kroll, and like so many cameos, right?
Yeah, a lot of cameos. Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon. Oh my God. He was great.
He was so good. He plays a dick really well. But it's kind of fun just seeing him like do dunks and like fun moves and stuff like that. I think that was like part of the fun of the movie.
Definitely. All right. So this whole movie was based on these commercials for Pepsi Max that were written and directed by Kyrie. I've actually never seen these before. So which one should we watch, Gabe?
They're so long. We just start the first one and we'll watch a little bit of it.
Yo, we need another player. Yo, I think my Uncle Drew can play.
I'm not playing.
Uncle Drew, you can play?
Better stop playing around.
Come on, Uncle Drew. We need you, man. Come on.
All right, man. What do you want me to take?
Man, just get the smallest person to cook. Help him. He's really slow.
I got him.
Got your help? Oh, shit. We're here.
I like that he pretends to be bad for a while.
Scream. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Show him something, man.
And then he just goes off on him and like...
You're missing the good part.
Should I? Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it's like how... It's like... I don't know.
It's long.
Why even five-minute commercial?
Then he starts cooking those dudes. This wasn't a commercial. It was on YouTube. It was like
they made like four YouTube videos, and then they would cut 30-second spots out of like highlights from these.
Got it. Okay.
And the next ones after these are like he goes on a quest to like find his friends, which is also the plot of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like these are kind of like the framework for the movie.
Yeah.
But how cool that he wrote and directed them.
Yeah.
I didn't like realize that until just now.
Kyrie's a talented dude, man. I be trying to tell y'all. I gotta text me something negative about Kyrie every day.
What did I say?
Good morning, Carl. Here's your daily reminder that Kyrie's a piece of dog shit.
No.
I would never. Like we do make fun of him sometimes, but I think he's great. He's great. He just
Kyrie's
has
the best.
He has some wild shit that he says sometimes, but like I support him, especially right now with what he's doing. He's like being the voice of all these less powerful players. Like I think that's admirable and cool.
Come on now, come on.
I think the one thing that
I'm agreeing with you.
Come on, give Kyrie his flowers.
I would love to.
The one thing that does kind of bum me out is he doesn't always seem like the best teammate. It seems like it's probably hard to play with him, but other than that, I'm all about him. He is also just like fun to watch hoop it up in this movie. Like,
yeah,
in the commercials he wears like a big belly and like that stuff. In the movie he just has his body, his like buff ass like fit body, and then he has like the old man makeup.
The one thing they don't explain in this movie is how these old men and women can like make a jump shot and then they don't immediately just like get in an ice bath and cry. Because I feel like even me, I cannot even, like an attempted dunk, I think would take me out for like a couple months.
Yeah. And like little Nate Robinson is dunking left, right, and center.
Yeah.
He like gets out of his wheelchair.
Yeah. They're walking like old men, like hunched over and like in pain. And then they're just like out there hooping. So,
you know, you got to suspend disbelief.
I mean, that's true.
It was fun. I enjoyed this film.
Yeah.
There were so many parts where I laughed so hard. So just a brief overview of the plot. Essentially, Lil Rel Howery is a coach for a basketball team. And Aaron Gordon is like the star of that team. And they're going to play the Rucker. And they're like really he's excited about it because he wants to win a bunch of money. But then Aaron Gordon goes over to Nick Kroll's team. So Lil Rel has to get a team together. He finds Uncle Drew, and Uncle Drew's like, let's go pick up my old friends. And the first old friend is the preacher, played by Chris Webber. And I laugh so hard when he is holding a baby about to baptize it, and he's like spinning it around his back.
Chris Webber was really good in this.
Yeah. He was really good in this. And then at some point, Lil Rel stops him and is like, that guy was trying to Steph Curry your baby. Like, are you okay with this? For some reason, that part really got me.
There were some good jokes in this, I gotta say. I mean, I know he's your friend, Carl, so we can't talk shit, but
you can talk shit.
I mean some of the jokes definitely did not land, but yeah, some of them, I was laughing out loud.
I was watching it like a kid almost. Mm-hmm. like these guys, this is so great. You know, I love Shaq and
yeah,
Chris Webber.
Oh my god, you get to see Shaq's ass in this movie. I mean, get to scene. I don't know if get to is the right word, but
get the privilege to.
Shaq's facial hair is just this like long mustache, gray mustache. It's a weird look.
Oh, he was pretty funny. There's a part where he's in a hospital and he's watching the game on a TV and he's pulling all these Shaq faces, these like ooh ah Shaq faces. That was really funny. I love Nate Robinson and I love his look in this. Like he has, as they say in the movie, Frederick Douglass hair. And he has like a button-up shirt tucked into khakis that are high water, and then he's wearing like high top Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
And so he looks kind of like a skater hipster kid now. And I'm like, damn, he looks good. And then he's like dunking and, you know, doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Carl, can you dunk?
Great. I used to could dunk. I can't. I'll be back dunking by the end of this year. I promise you that.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You're working on it?
I haven't dunked in a couple of years. You know, had some weight gain, not practicing, not playing as much as I used to. But I dunked. I can send you a video of me dunking if you want to see a video of me dunking.
Show
it.
We'll add it to the episode.
Yeah, I'm going to text it to you right now.
Okay.
It seems like every dunk has to like hurt your body.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
It looks painful.
It doesn't hurt
at all. No.
When Aaron Gordon hooks his arm into the basket, you don't think that hurts?
It doesn't hurt.
It hurts.
Aaron Gordon's like solid muscle. I feel like nothing will hurt him.
Even Aaron the crook Gordon of his elbow.
Solid yeah. as Barack. All right. I just sent you a video of me dunking. This is, I believe this video is from 2016. And I haven't done many attempts. I've caught like lobs on Sunday basketball, like if somebody throws one up, but I'm not dunking like I used to be. And this also was this was like the beginning of my old man dunk stage, where it was like kind of stretching out body a little bit, but it doesn't hurt. Nice. I wish there were some videos of me dunking in high school when y'all see the real skinny bone Jones getting up there above the rim.
It's a good dunk. I'm jealous. It'll never be me. So the movie is very silly.
Yeah.
I think if I were, you know, a kid watching this, this would be like one of my favorite movies. I feel like that was like my jam when I was a kid. Was just like, I don't know. It's just like extremely silly.
I couldn't tell because of all the like old man makeup and old woman makeup. I couldn't tell who some of the people were. So I had to like keep referencing the Wikipedia to be like, okay, which player is this? And then I loved at the end when they like showed the process of putting all that like prosthetics on and stuff. And
yeah,
the blooper reel, which I fucking love a blooper reel. Every movie should have a blooper reel that goes over the credits, and I stand by that.
Every movie?
I can get down with that.
Schindler's List should have had a blooper reel. I did enjoy this blooper reel a lot.
Yeah. They were just cracking each other up. I thought Nick Kroll was really funny in it, too. Mm-hmm. He's a weird, funny guy.
And in the blooper reel, look, I don't know if this was like intended, like if they had staged it, but he actually gets a shot, like Kyrie's defending him and he actually gets a shot off. And I was like, whoa, like Nick Kroll, it looks like he actually shot it. And they
he did shoot it.
Put that in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nick Kroll probably was like, this has to go in the movie somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys heard the story of, you're probably going to do this video. You're probably going to do this videotape. So I don't want to. He Got Game.
Oh, we haven't talked about He Got Game yet, but we want to talk about it.
He Got Game is a sad movie. Mm-hmm. So I don't recommend it, but you should both watch it. Uh-huh. But for this fun loving podcast with two queens and Gabe, I don't think that it is.
We can't make jokes about it.
You can. It's a funny part, but I mean, the most mileage you're going to get out of it is Ray Allen's acting. But there's a story about the movie. At the end of it, there's a one-on-one scene being played between Denzel Washington and Ray Allen. And Ray Allen was just like, okay, yeah, it's Denzel Washington. Like I'm supposed to, like the script was written for him to beat Denzel 11-0. And Denzel started like really playing and like started like really making shots. So like, okay, Ray Allen was like, all right, old man, I'm going to show you how to like, of course he wins, but it's very funny. Like Denzel's such like a good actor that he was like, no, I'm not going to lose. I'm not like, he really was like, trying to play, and Ray Allen's like, wait a minute, what? Like,
I love
it's not,
that.
It's not in the script. I'm supposed to be winning 11-0.
Denzel's like method. He's like, can't just let it happen.
Yeah.
There's this show that Agata and I like called Normal People, and they play Irish football in it. And there's a funny video on YouTube where the goalie is supposed to miss a catch. But for some reason, the goalie they hired to play just in this one scene could not let the ball go past him. So yeah. He keeps catching it. And the director's like, goalie, what the hell are you doing? And I kind of commend that because it's like hard to make sports look real, you know? So it's like, just let it really happen and, you know, shoot it from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to make sports look real. Some sport, like watching. I was watching. We're also doing movies on Flagrant Ones right mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. and we were watching. What's the film? Blue Chips.
Uh-huh. Oh, we did that and too. Yeah,
Blue Chips. The basketball is very real. And it's because mm-hmm. they were all like real college players and former pros and stuff, and they just like let them play, and kind of just got real shots of them actually playing a 5-on-5 game. So that's pretty tight.
Yeah, the shot, the way that's shot, it's like almost documentary style, all of those, the game scenes.
Yeah.
It's like really cool to see. And then they got like that one coach that's in it. That's like a real coach. I can't remember.
Bobby Knight. And Lionel Hollins also coached in it. He's also a real coach.
It's like kind of cool to see like what them really in a huddle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had Shaq in both movies.
Yeah. Shaq is the best.
He's so entertaining to watch.
You guys got to watch Shaq Life on TBS.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about that.
Was that a sitcom?
It's a reality show.
And it's great. It is so awesome.
About Shaq his family? So dope.
Yeah. About his family, about him being a DJ. God. And like, it's great.
We got to watch this.
Yeah.
Why have we not watched this yet?
Let's stop recording right now.
Yeah. I mean, I love reality shows. I love Shaq. It sounds perfect. Next episode in the books.
Yeah,
we're doing it. We're bumping our next guest.
Yeah, they and were story losers. Anyways,
story time with Shaq is also a really good one.
What's that? He just
another
reads
TBS
books?
Another TBS show where he tells stories to this guy.
Nice.
I'm in. All I need is Shaq.
He's so fun. Right.
What else do we have to say about this movie?
You know what? Can we just... I don't know, but should we just give out donkeys?
Yeah, let's do that.
I got some behind-the-scenes stories for you.
Oh, yes, we could, please. We'd love to hear behind-the-scenes stories.
Jay Longinot, who wrote the movie and who is a TV writer now, is playing on Nick Kroll's team. And I think he played on all the opposing teams in the film. He is a former professional player. He played in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And he's a really dope hooper. And that's it.
I thought you were going to say, look really hard and you'll see my face.
Oh, no. I was mad that I wasn't in. I was mad that I wasn't on the other teams, too.
Did you tell Jay?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I'm pissed that you didn't call me. He was like, I didn't know you. And I was like, that's not the point.
One thing I wondered was how much of it was improvised, because you had, you know, Lil Rel and Nick Kroll. Like, sometimes the things they were saying were insanely funny. And there was one time where Lil Rel's like naming all the players on Casper's team, you know, and he's like Trevor, White Trevor, you know, Lil so-and-so stand-in. Like there were so many moments like that I was like, that could have been improvised, you know?
I definitely think it was because some of that stuff was in the blooper reel too, where they were just like doing multiple takes.
And I feel like the scenes where Nick Kroll and Lil Rel are fighting or like arguing or whatever were super funny.
Yeah.
All right, now let's 100%. Give out some donkeys.
Donkeys!
So the donkeys are awards we give out for arbitrary categories for anything we want made up on the spot, and I guess we got to give most points to Harlem Buckets, the fictional team that Uncle Drew put together.
Okay, let's do it.
What do you guys
want
to give out awards for?
I want to give out best knee braces to Reggie Miller.
Nice.
The coveted best knee braces.
You know, Reggie Miller was pretty good in this too, which I was surprised about. And he's got like a real physical comedy style that I didn't expect.
Yeah. He's funny.
I want to give out best dance moves to Kyrie from that weird club scene where they had a dance off. I was impressed. He did a good job dancing.
Yeah, but the other people were professional dancers. I'm like, how did they not win this dance off? I agree, though.
I want to give out best ADR to the scene of the van driving in the countryside. There was that's one thing. I know Jay, and I'm sure he knows this too, but there was so much B-roll in this movie. I'm sure Lil Rel just had to like sit in the studio all day and be like, what? come on, man. It was like, man, who farted in the van? Don't fart in the van. And it was like, y'all are just filling space.
That's so like, funny.
Best ADR to Lil Rel.
Nice.
A little showbiz inside scoop there.
I mean, anybody who watches that movie can know that this is not really happening at this point. Yeah. With this van driving across the countryside.
I don't know if people know what ADR is, though.
ADR, I don't know what it stands for, but it's where you do voiceover and you put, like, you have to, a lot of sound is messed up when you're shooting, recording, and stuff. And what does ADR stand for?
No, that's not right.
American Depository.
Alternative Dispute Resolution. That's it.
Automated dialogue
replacement.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like whenever you're watching a show and then someone's voice comes in really loud and weird and you're like, that sounds weird. It's because they recorded it after the fact because the original sound was either not messed up in some way or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it's very common.
If there's a scene, I had to do ADR for Good Place because there's a couple times where the camera's not on me, but you hear me talking and it's something that I didn't say on the day. So it's like, The scene is on Jamila Jamil, and I'm like, hey, what's that over there?
Showbiz secrets, huh?
Showbiz secrets. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Gabe, play the drop for Showbiz Secrets. It's the Orlando Magic drop. Movie.
All right, Gabe, do you have any donkeys?
I'll just give best Nick Kroll featuring commercial adaptation to Uncle Drew. It beats out Caveman by a mile.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's been in two things that started as commercials.
What? Why? The Caveman show. It was so bad.
This was definitely way better.
Yeah.
I also want to give best stunt driving to Lisa Leslie in that car chase scene. She stops for absolutely no reason. She definitely could have kept chasing them, but it still was some good maneuvering in a church van.
Yeah. When she like came out with a baseball bat?
When she came out... With that whole scene where she's chasing Uncle Drew's van, and she comes out in the baseball bat with the baseball bat, and it just shows her little like knee high pantyhose. It made me laugh again. My kind of humor. Anyways, I don't know who wins this one.
I say we give it to Kyrie.
Yeah, I think Kyrie.
One more.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Best product placement was we were working out of Jay's house when we were doing that other show, and he got a box, and it was a Wheaties box, a huge Wheaties box. And we opened up the Wheaties, and it was Uncle Drew. Kyrie was on the cover of it. And when you open up the Wheaties box, Kyrie's shoes are in there with a bag of Wheaties and a bowl and a spoon.
Wow. Amazing. So that's,
like, that was like the special edition Kyrie, Wheaties Kyrie's. That was pretty tight. So shout out
Wheaties. There were shoes in the cereal?
Yeah.
Wow, how much is that cereal?
I don't know. $100 and some, I guess.
He did like special like Uncle Drew shoes, right? Like I was Googling around because I know he puts out some really cool shoes, like he did the SpongeBob ones and stuff. And I like the Uncle Drew shoes. I was like, damn, I wish I could find a pair of those.
And Uncle Drew's hit. I twisted my ankle in those Kyrie 4s, though. Or Kyrie 3s, which I think those were. So I can't vouch for the shoe itself.
I guess maybe don't play actual basketball in them.
Kyrie does. Oh. I anytime I get hurt in a pair of shoes, they also were a little heavy on my feet, too. Some shoes are not made for, like, different shoes are made for different people's body sizes and stuff.
Right.
And I twisted the inner part of my ankle, which I've never done.
Ew. That sounds it hurts. Yikes.
It did, Anastasia.
Yeah. My issue with the cool shoes is like a lot of them are too big for me and they don't make them in like women's sizes. So that's a bummer.
And sexist.
Yeah. and sexist.
Make them in women's sizes, people.
Yeah, or just, I mean, there are men who have smaller feet, too.
Like, yeah, that's true. I've got big-ass feet, so I've never had to deal with that.
What size are you, Anastasia?
I wear a 10 in women's.
Oh, hell
which
yeah.
Which is a...
Wiki feet.
No! You'll never get a photo of my feet.
Me neither.
I will keep them covered up. All right, so congrats to Kyrie for winning the Dunkies and making this movie happen. Good for you. Yeah. Do we have a Kyrie drop we could play?
Yeah, go to France.
Oh, sorry, Carl. That's from a news anchor, essentially.
Previous episode.
She burns her co-anchor for being uncultured.
Yeah, he's talking about how many kinds of cheese there are, and she's like, yeah, go to France.
Yeah, go to France.
Go to France.
All right, I'm going to give a quick update about our GoFundMe. I just want to make sure everyone is aware that you guys are going to get, if you donated to the GoFundMe, you will get an email that's going to confirm that you want your money to go to Black Lives Matter via their fiscal sponsor, Thousand Currents. So look out for that. And yeah, let us know if you have any questions. Let's get into our mail basket.
You got mail.
Today we have an email from our friend Chris N. He says, howdy. Loved y'all's Lonnie Walker shout out. I was so moved by his post and so sad about his past abuse. I want him to have all the success he deserves and can't wait to continue to root for him. It's incredible he had the courage to share his story. What a cutie. Who are your under 25 NBA besties? He's way up there for me, Chris.
Under 25.
Great question.
I feel like Shay is a... high on my list. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Definitely. Shea and Nikhil, too.
Oh, cuties.
Rising cutie.
Most of the Pelicans.
Yeah.
They're so young.
Yeah.
Carl, do you have any...
What's the question?
Any under 25 players that you're rooting for?
Oh, Zion all the way.
Yeah, of course.
I expect Zion to be my next favorite player. When LeBron retires, when Kawhi is no longer a Clipper, I expect Zion to be my guy.
Of course.
Oh, Ja. Ja.
Ja.
Oh, Ja.
Zion and Ja are my dudes.
For sure.
Both of those guys.
Yeah.
I also love Zion because he... honestly seems like a nice guy. Like he seems like kind of shy. Like he doesn't really seem to want the like media attention that he's been getting, especially for his weight, which really bums me out. But like he was like one of the first people that was like, yeah, I'm gonna give money to the workers at our arena, at Smoothie King Arena, who are losing their jobs because of the pandemic. So it's like nice that he's a good kid.
For sure,
he's the true Smoothie King.
Crown him now.
I love him. That it's called Smoothie King Arena. That's very funny.
have you guys ever been to a Smoothie King?
No,
of course.
It is very unhealthy.
Do they have Smoothie Kings here?
It's like worse than Jamba Juice. They don't have Smoothie Kings out here, but it's the same as Jamba Juice. It's regional. It's southern.
Yeah, they had them in Texas, and I would go there all the time. And yeah, it's like it's just like Jamba Juice. It's just like a sugar smoothie that's just not healthy at all.
Nah, you're better off getting a Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Okay, so we got to give a shout out to Kelly Oubre, who is turning 25 in December, so he gets in under the mark of under 25.
Nice.
25 cuties. We've also, Ben Simmons is 23.
Bean Simmons?
Bean Simmons.
I'm also a recent Simmons. Fan of Mo Bamba after seeing that video of him telling all those kids he was proud of them.
Oh. He's a young sweetie.
How old is he? He's got to be like 22 or something.
16.
John Morant is 20.
That's crazy.
Who else?
I feel like there's so many young guys who are like fun to watch and promising, and like
RJ Barrett.
Oh, De'Aaron Fox is my other guy.
I think he's under 25. 25?
He may be a little older than 25. No, he might be at 25. I feel like.
Let's see. Gabe's Googling
it. He is really fun to watch as well.
Gabe is Googling it.
22. Oh, wow. Little baby. Wow.
So young. I think we forget how young these guys are. And especially when people are picking them apart and, you know, talking shit about them. It's like.
Totally.
They're young. Yeah. Give them a.
Kobe White. He's 20.
Oh, I like him too.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He's on the Bulls. He's got the big hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that kid. He's funny.
Pull up a photo, Gabe.
He seems sweet, too.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
Yeah.
Is that him with a ponytail? Show the next one with him with a ponytail. He got his hair pulled back.
Oh, he's got a little bun.
Man, look at his muscles there. Jeez Louise. Did he do that in a year?
He's 20 years old, Anastasia.
I'm just saying, in 1 year.
He does have muscles. I mean, Anastasia can date Kobe White.
He's 20 years old. I'm old enough to be his mom.
True.
That's some Chris D'Elia shit.
If I was really young, I'd be a young mom. Like, I just want to say that.
A woman wouldn't get called out for that.
What?
Like, I feel like you wouldn't get called out for that as a woman.
I mean, feel like you should.
You should.
You should, but I don't think you would.
I think it's
Chris.
Try it, Anastasia. Slide his DMs.
No.
Use some of those D'Elia lines. I just think you're cute is all.
I'm scared of even like flirting with someone like 5 years younger than me because I feel like an old creep all the time. Like, I don't understand how these dudes are doing it because I just literally like nonstop feel like an old creeper.
They don't care about that at all. They're just thinking about fucking teens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's the real answer. All right. Thank you to Chris for submitting your question. If you guys have a question for us, you can email us at hi@dunk.town or call us at 903-420-DUNK. Leave a message. We've been begging for voicemails. We haven't gotten any yet, but we're holding out hope.
Can I give just like a really quick congratulations to Chris and his wife, Susan, on their new little baby girl?
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. And this is such a hard time to have a baby. So good going and hang in there.
Yeah. Actually, maybe it's kind of the perfect time because you're not really expected to do anything anyway other
That's
than
true.
Stay home.
That's true.
So just take care of that little baby.
Oh.
She's very cute. He sent us photos of her.
Her name is Agatastasia, named after us.
A real baby?
No, it's I'm just real, kidding.
No. She's, oh. I forgot the name, but we requested that he name her after us, but he did not fulfill that request. It's fine. There will be more chances as you have more babies.
If anyone's pregnant and wants to name a kid after us, we are open to it.
I would love that. I would
name
love that.
Name it Agatha Stay Babe.
Perfect name, in my opinion.
Yeah, she's going to be very popular. Carl, thank you so much for being on the show again. Is there anything
thank
you'd
you
like
for
to plug?
Having me. I just listened to the Flagrant Ones. We're doing the same thing over there. Talking about movies and eating popcorn and Woo! Eating nachos and eating Twizzlers and drinking soda.
Wow, you got snacks.
I know, you guys are doing better than us.
Have fun. Y'all, have fun.
That's, hey, a, that's good a good plug.
Anastasia, is there anything that you would like to plug?
God, I feel like I haven't been like being very positive recently. And so some things that have like helped me be positive is like the Headspace app, doing kind of like regular meditation and stuff like that. So I guess I'll plug that. I think we've probably plugged that app before, but
yeah,
it's definitely super helpful. There's a free version, and in some parts of the country they let you tap into their expensive, their like paid version for free as well, just because of the tough times we're living in. So just I guess, you know, keep your head up, everyone, and stay, you know, safe and take care of yourselves. Do you have something you want to plug, Agata?
I just want to plug wearing a mask. Please do it. If you're not doing it, please stop doing that and wear one. It's so important. I got a fight with my mom today because she proudly told me that she's like, well, we started wearing masks. And I'm like, what do you mean started?
Oh, gosh.
You're in Florida.
I think we need to get to the place where like Japan and Korea and China are, where you have fashion masks. It just goes yes. with your outfit. You're proud to wear it.
I have those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a Clippers mask, Carl?
I have a Clippers mask. Yeah, they sent me one. Nice. Shout out to the LA Clippers. Amazing. Always hooking a brother up. And I also have some masks from some skate companies I like. And yeah, I'll be in these streets masked up looking cute.
Nice. That's the thing. And it's just enhanced. It's a nice accessory. So just yeah. think of it that way.
And you're right. In China, Korea, Japan, like if you're sick, you're wearing a mask no matter what. Like that seems like it should be a going forward. That's like a thing that we do here. Like it just seems like the right thing to do. You're protecting other people from your nasty ass germs. So just do it.
Wear the mask, folks. Wear the mask.
That plug was just for my mom. Thank you, as always. Oh, sorry, Gabe.
Oh, yeah. I started playing Last of Us 2. It's really scary.
Ooh,
that's my plug. You should try it.
That's on PlayStation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about buying that, but I'm not much of a gamer.
It's very, very scary. It's almost too scary for me. I'm not good at being scared, and this one is like...
It feels oddly appropriate for our time that we're living in.
Yeah, nobody in that game is wearing a mask.
And they're all coughing in each other's mouth.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
That's actually one of the bonuses that you can get is if you cough in someone's mouth just right.
I think, Gabe, didn't we play the first one together? I can't remember.
Me neither, but possibly. Yeah, it's a creepy game. There's zombies running around. They're trying to kill you.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really well made. That's all I got.
Does it still have Ellen Page in it? Wasn't she in the first one?
No, it was just somebody who looked like Ellen Page. And actually, really? I think if I'm remembering correctly, she had them like change it from the original design because it looked too much like Ellen Page. And so they came out with another one. But the person who does the voice is the youngest daughter from Growing Pains.
Oh,
okay.
Melissa Milano?
No. Is that who's the boss?
Alyssa Milano? I said Melissa Milano.
It looks fun, okay. though.
Cool. Well, thank you again to Carl.
Yeah,
and
thanks,
thank you to everyone who is still listening to the show, despite all the... I mean, who knows what the fuck's going on. At this point, we're here for you. We want to hear from you. If you have ideas or anything that you want us to be doing that we're not doing, reach out. Hi@dunk.town. We are always open. Thanks for coming on this journey with us. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @DunkTownPodcast. I am on Twitter @Echo_Mint and on Instagram @AgataMonica. Anastasia's on both as Anastasia Vigo. Check out our website. It's dunk.town. If you like the show, write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It really helps us and we really appreciate it. We have t-shirts, stickers, and hoodies available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tamingas for all of your design work. Thank you to Andrew Clotworthy for our original theme song.